The Irma, Masters of the Astral. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 31st, 2025. Today, I will say one of the most important aspects or characteristics of the Irma as a species. People on Earth tend to humanize everything, taking for granted that every other advanced creature in the universe must perceive reality as they do, in a blatant example of human hubris. One of the strongest examples of this is when people on Earth, mostly from the New Age movement, depict the Irma people with a human body, and only with the head of a lion, of a cat, to differentiate them from regular humans, when by simple logic, a head of a lion, or any other cat would go with the body that matches it. The Irma are cats, felines, not only physically but mentally, as would be expected because they would have a mentality that matches their body. They think and act like cats, because they are cats, and this means that they do not understand or perceive reality as human Lyrians do. Although some things may match, and we may agree, others will be drastically different, and this is where they become fully alien to humans in some of the ways they perceive the greater universe. As I explained before, there is no material world, or material realm as such, being that what we perceive to be so, is only an illusion caused by our body biological filter that gives us the experience of separation from everything else. The so-called material world, or world of the living, is only another aspect, another place in the astral itself, and is only defined by the limits of perception one or another person, or creature may have. The Irma, as the cats they are, don't perceive the limits of the material world as human Lyrians do, they blend both into one, with no limits to either of them. They perceive the material realms, where they may interact with us as human Lyrians among other species, as just another perception twist from other existential realms with apparently other rules. In our perception as human Lyrians, we do tend to separate the astral from the material world, being that dreams would be our closest example of this, where the oniric worlds are experienced as real as the world we perceive during waking hours, until we wake up and make a clear differentiation between what went on there in our dreams, with the hardness of our reality when awake. Human Lyrians tend to disregard the oniric worlds as false, as fantasy, and as unreal as the result of socio-cultural programming, which mostly relies on the hard linear continuity of the world we experience while awake, contrasting to the non-linear characteristics of the oniric worlds. The fact that an experience is linear does not make it any more real than another which is not linear, because the linearity of time is only present during the limited perception of the material realms, and is part of the consciousness-locking mental mechanisms that limit a soul's expansion. The astral realms are as real for the Irma as the so-called material world is for most humans locked in a 3D mentality. The Irma can focus on what happens in the material world as we do, to interact with other more materialistic creatures as human Lyrians tend to be. But they can go under, they station their bodies in a comfortable chair or bed, and they go into the astral with the utmost skill. The Irma do sleep in the traditional manner where their consciousness flies off to less dense oniric worlds to rest the mind and repair the brain, yet they can also induce what humans call lucid dreams, or astral projection at will. The Irma don't see dream worlds, oniric realms, as something apart from the astral, as many authors push and explain on Earth with their strong and tiresome tendency to compartmentalize everything, dissecting existence into smaller parts with characteristics they impose with little to no knowledge about what the heck they are talking about. As the Irma explain, The oniric worlds are only a set of unconscious mental limits to where a soul, a consciousness, may safely dwell while its body and mind are being repaired during sleep. Outside those oniric limits, a soul, a consciousness, must be aware of how things work in the astral to be able to exploit the experience of being there, without being interfered with by creatures and entities who dwell in those places, and which many of them may be quite nasty, to say the least. Most human Lyrians don't know how the astral works simply because they have no idea how things work there, as their closest astral example is mostly the oniric worlds, with a slight hint of something more when lucid dreaming occurs. The Irma dwell in the astral realms as much as they do in the so-called material worlds or realms, therefore they are perfect experts at managing everything astral. This causes them not to see life and death as human Lyrians commonly do, as they understand things to be much less dramatic, being able to access their ancestors easily even after their physical death. Using my example of the astral is like the sea, which I recently published in a video. The Irma would be like submarines, as they can operate above the surface in the material realms we call reality, and they can submerge at will into strange worlds all the same. I've noticed that several authors on Earth, of which I'd rather not say names, are pushing the idea that extraterrestrials are in the astral, and therefore in the afterlife. This is not entirely accurate, and neither is it wrong, as in the case of the Irma, among other star races, they dwell in their own definition of an existential realm, observing their rules and limits as felines, which not necessarily would match the ideas and perceptions of human Lyrian people. They dwell in the astral and in the afterlife, and also in the humanly defined material realms, all at will. The Irma have such control over the astral that they organize to go there whenever they want or see it necessary. As I explained in another video, what defines and controls whatever is happening in the material world mostly comes from the astral. The Irma very well know that to solve problems, in order to win a fight or a war, they must go under, they must go to the astral and fight from there. And not only from the physical point of view of the so-called world of the living. As the Irma can astral project, or lucid dream at will and totally under their control, they commonly tend to go into astral realms in an organized manner, for example as a military unit, where a platoon of Irma warriors goes into the astral realms to look for whatever is causing trouble above in the world of the living. When I mention here, the world of the living, or material realms, I am referring to how human Lyrians define it, or them, and not how the Irma do, as their definition and perception of it is much wider, and includes portions which human Lyrians would consider to be parts of oniric or astral worlds. Whenever there is a problem which is being perceived in the world of the living, they easily go into the astral worlds to see what is causing the problem. This allows them to have a much broader understanding of the problem, and of reality itself, and in ways which are very hard to imagine for average human Lyrians. Here, using the word understanding in its most literal way, where the Irma go under, like to the basement, to see the root cause of whatever they want, as they can stand under the problem to comprehend it fully. The Irma have full astral military training as part of their upbringing, where they organize to go into those astral realms to fight all kinds of enemies, which range from other species who also can go down into the astral to fight as they do, for example, several regressive sauroid species, or also go into the astral to fight entities and creatures who only exist there, and who also can cause a lot of trouble of all kinds. The Irma don't even bother trying to understand reality and causality of all things only from the physical material world's points of view, as they always go into the astral to understand the nature of all events, This to the point where the Irma military units primarily work in and from the astral, and then they move from there up to the material world. From our limited human Lyrian point of view, we tend to see the laws and rules which govern the world of the living as logical and sequential, and therefore very different from those of the messy and incomprehensible astral realms. But this is not how the Irma perceive things, as they blend and comprehend all the laws and rules of the astral, to the point where the resulting world of the living that was manifested from that astral is seen as the logical consequence of it. The laws and characteristics of the astral blend and perfectly coincide with the ones of the material realms, as the latter is the perfect consequence of the first. Some of those astral rules that are not so easily found in the world of the living is the fact that things are much easier to manifest there. Facing astral enemies for the Irma is rather easy, as just about all their enemies there use fear as their primal manipulation tool and weapon. This is used by regressive entities, many of which may be classified by humans as demons, as well as other evil species who also use the astral for their purposes, like some reptilians. The Irma, even more so the military Irma, are characterized by being fearless, as they fully know and remember that their biological body is resting in a comfortable bed while they are consciously battling evil things, creatures, and demons in the astral realms. They know that walking into the astral with an invincibility mentality will indeed make them invincible and untouchable. They manifest their needed tools, weapons, and shields using thought and imagination, and in perfect coordination with their unit companions and members, as they were fully trained to do so. They may face a terrible demon in the astral, and they would manifest an unbreakable mental energy shield around them, while they fearlessly walk up to the demon face to face, even though the evil one may portray itself towering above the Irma, as if it were much larger. This is an intimidation strategy. But the Irma astral warrior can become as large as the demon, or it can face it from a smaller stature point of view all the same, as it knows that everything there is malleable and relative, and it will cut off the demon's head, finishing it off, with equal ease. With the powerful astral sword, the Irma manifested for him or herself, and as needed. The Irma warrior in the astral knows all the tricks of the entities that dwell there, and how to counteract them. They know that fear is their preferred method of diminishing anyone's power, as it makes the victim manifest bad things for itself, to the advantage of the evil entity. The Irma are as proud as they are powerful, both in the world of the living and while in the astral. They can control their emotions and reactions, and they know that moving and facing astral enemies with no fear is the key to total domination. The Irma are apex predators of the galaxy, as they are found just about everywhere in it, to the point where the powerful Irma Confederation is the only true rival to the Galactic Federation, being that although they are officially members of it, the Irma still go their way and behave according to their rules, and not the ones the Federation has tried to impose on them. The Irma have become the apex predators of the galaxy because they have mastered military and ethical spiritual dominance from both the world of the living and from the astral realms that generate it. The Irma can go into the astral to see all the energetic interactions that connect people, souls, events, and places, all from a timeless, non-linear point of understanding. This is why it is so difficult, if not impossible, to pull tricks on the Irma, as they can see through deception and treachery with perfect ease. They can go into the astral to understand what is causing problems in the world of the living, and how those problems connect, and how people think and what truly motivates them. Knowing that they are cats, and therefore with a strong tendency to be in oniric realms, as they sleep so much, It is easily understood that the Urma spend more time in astral realms than they do in the world of the living. It is easy to understand how it is that they can dominate the astral so much and so well. They are not afraid to face even the strongest of evil entities and demons, as they know that they are one of the strongest manifestations of Source, and they are the bearers of its light and power. Urma ethics is among the most advanced of all the ones that exist, if not the most advanced, as it is based on afterlife astral interests and interactions as much as the ones of the living. They know very well the consequences of not acting in an ethical spiritual manner, as reality does not stop in the material realms, and all actions have karmic consequences. I know I am biased, but I have the deepest respect and love for the magnificent Urma people, culture, and species. They are the best example of perfect ethics, perfect spirituality, expanded consciousness and awareness of how things really work, including existence itself, all combined in a beautiful, majestic biological species that conveys immense raw physical and spiritual power with understanding, with love and integration, with immense kindness and their constant need to help others. The Urma are astral beings, and they are also physical, big, powerful cats. I simply love them. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.